It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
I should be writing number 421.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting home watching Doctor.
Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Myrrh Lafferty. And unfortunately, in the Discord, someone has said they were not going to do NaNoWriMo this year, only I made it sound fun, so now they might do it. And they're mad at me. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but you know what, I'm not sorry. Because even if you fail at trying big things, you'll probably still accomplish more than if you hadn't tried at all. Gotta keep reminding myself of that. I'm going to talk a little bit today about productivity, not so much writing. I've tried many different productivity options out there. And it's been, I can't find anything that works for me. People ask me what my schedule is writing at home, and as every day passes, I realize that I've been doing this for a very long time and I still don't have a regular schedule. And that shames me. I don't know why. I don't know why I can't get into a regular schedule. But I found something that works, only it made me ashamed that it worked. And so I didn't think it was responsible. But in doing some research, I think it might be valid. There have been research about decision fatigue, where if you make too many decisions, you will wear yourself out, and your decisions later on in the day will not be wisely made if you make a whole bunch of decisions at the beginning of the day. And that this could be what t-shirt to wear. And I realized a lot of times when I look at my to-do list, I suffer from decision fatigue. And so one time I worked out all of my things on my to-do list by how long it would take to do. So like super long thing that required a lot of focus was like writing or recording. And then short things like making phone calls or doing the dishes or something were on another list. And then I looked at the time I had available and I decided to do a random number generator and have that figure it out for me. And it worked. Okay, I rolled a 4. What's 4? 4 is put in a load of laundry. All right, I'll put in a load of laundry. And like I said, it made me feel irresponsible to just allow a random number generator to do what I was incapable of doing. But if it's a solution to my problem, then why not? It does ignore the fact of priorities. Today I numbered everything I had to do, but then I realized that I was late on recording something for somebody, and then I had to record this, and so those two things were my priority. But after those are done, if I have any time left, I could either decide what to do or I could roll a die. The random number generator also makes you face the things that you maybe didn't want to do in the first place. So if you keep looking at your to-do list and you keep not calling that person you don't want to call, maybe the random number generator will make you call them. I don't know. Like I said, it's worked for me. It may not work for you. Who knows? Will it work for writing? I don't know. Usually I think I need to think I'm going to sit down and write now. Sometimes my mind goes down the dark road of the self-loathing where everything you do is crap. And every once in a while I do judge myself for not being able to come up with a daily schedule. But you know, guys, this is why I tell you, don't wish for something like a sabbatical or retirement in order to start writing. Don't wish you had 8 hours a day to write. Because I promise you, if you're not writing when you have 30 minutes, you're not going to write when you have 8 hours, because all the crap that crops up to take your writing time away now will still crop up to fill 8 hours if you have 8 hours to give. Trust me. But you just have to decide whether you're going to let that stuff crop up. So that's my productivity tip for today. Maybe it'll help you, maybe not. Who knows? Give it a try. If you have trouble with, if you know, like the bullet journal and all that, all those special journaling crap didn't work. You don't need a special piece of paper, a special journal. You just grab a sheet of paper, write down everything you want, assign a number. And then you don't even need a die. Just search for random number generator. There are tons of them online. Or get a die because dice are fun. I want to welcome the new Patreon subscribers. Thank you for your support. And if you're considering supporting via Patreon, that's patreon.com/mightymer. The website is merverse.com. And if you want to contact me for writing questions for me to do another show, because I love show ideas, because I'm doing it more often now, which means I need more ideas. That's twitter.com/mightymer. On Instagram, I'm mightymer2 and mightymer@gmail.com. I think that's all the information I have to give you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing. I should be working on my friends. Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.